What is this? It's the Dhamma, like I said. The Dhamma is the truth. Truth can be understood by everybody. But this kind of truth is a very different kind of truth, because we call it the noble truth. Noble truth means the moment you understand the truth that it is, you become noble or enlightened. That's why this kind of truth can only be realized by the enlightenment instrument down by teacher. So when it comes to understanding his teaching, the Buddha said, you can come from any religion. There is no division. He doesn't say you must be a Buddhist, you must take refuge, then only you can listen to his teaching. No. Anybody can come and listen to him. That's why he said his teaching. Stand up to investigation. Maybe possible. You can come and investigate the teaching. Then when you are fully convinced that this is the truth, then only you make a decision. Whether you take refuge or not is not important now. But the refuge is for those who already have the faith in the Dhamma, who already have the understanding that this is beautiful and this is what I want. So you make that refuge. But before that, you are free. That's why anybody from any religious background, whether you are atheist, believer, non-believer, or whatever religious background or belief system, you can also listen to his teaching, because he is the truth. And the truth can be understood by anybody who is sincere. Then you can put it to test. Then if you find that it's useful, use it for whatever benefit that you can. And this kind of teaching can bring about tremendous change and transformation in the individual. Because after you have understood this truth, the Buddha said, it is like you understand the secret of life. You know how to live life. Then your life will be more ordered. Your life will be more pleasant. Then you will find a lot of peace, a lot of harmony, a lot of love, a lot of compassion, then a lot of joy. And because of that, life has meaning. Life becomes so different. Life becomes so meaningful to you. Then you have this, what they call, great wisdom within you that enable you to play your role in life, so that you can be a blessing to all, so that you know you can offer a helping hand to whoever who is in need of help. And with whatever ability or means that you have, you can also make a difference to people's lives through whatever generosity or through whatever service that you can provide to people, so that you can really be a blessing to all humanity, society, and family. Then because of your goodness, your kindness, born of your understanding of life, you will have a lot of what they call love, a lot of consideration, a lot of kindness towards the environment, towards whatever you do, so that your relationship with all your loved ones become deeper. You are no longer selfish, no longer emotional, no longer deluded, and there are a lot of things that you are not able to do anymore, because you have the understanding of life to keep your secret. You will not lie, you will not cheat, you will not deceive, you will not commit sexual misconduct. You will not do all those evil and negative things that can bring about misunderstanding, doubt, and coming negative. And you will not even go and buy those intoxicants like liquor, alcohol, or drugs that will make your consciousness low, that will cause you to violate that moral code and bring about the breaking of your precepts. So all this is what the teaching is all about. So feel free to let me know if you have other religion or belief system or faith. It's not a problem at all. This teaching is meant for all people, all religions, all belief systems. Because to the Buddha, humanity or all living beings, they actually are not separate. When we are able to meditate and connect to our nature, we will come to know we are all one. That's why you have no one. nature, your Buddha nature, your true nature. And to the Christian, it's called eternal life, the kingdom of God. So these are different names that different religions offer to explain the ultimate. So heaven, eternal life, kingdom of God, nirvana, they are just words. But the true understanding is when you meditate and silence your mind, when you are able to connect to your nature, then only you can understand what these words are. Otherwise, it remains a mystery. So if you are thought-based, if you hold on to the word, then it appears very different. That's why word, if you don't understand, it can be very evasive and it can be very dangerous. Dangerous in the sense, when they create like religion, then they divide humanity into so many religions. So it's like they are different. That's why they will have misunderstanding, argument, conflict, and all this. And how does word come about? Word comes about because of concept created by what? Created by our thought. Understand? So thought is the culprit. Without this thought, to arise the concept and put it into words, living beings will not have this division. That's why when you meditate to have a mind that has clarity, that can see things as they are, when you understand the reality of life and existence, then you understand there is no division. Division are created by the thought, through words, through concept. So when you understand them for what they are, then you are able to see beyond thought. When you see beyond thought, there is no words, there is no concept, there is only the reality of the moment. Everything that you come to perceive is just that reality. Before the knowing, before the arising of aggregates of mind. And then with that wisdom, you realize the foolishness of attachment, clinging and holding on to all these views and opinions just because he cling on to the words, cling on to the concept that thought has created. So meditation is to develop the wisdom to understand what is going on in your mind, how you become conditioned into that views, that opinion, and how you attach and cling on to the belief system just because people create concept and words for you to believe and to hold on to. So faith must be developed through understanding and wisdom, not blind faith. Blind faith sometimes can be dangerous if you don't understand, because they can become very rigid and they can become very, very violent. But you have true love, true understanding, faith born of understanding, then your mind is completely different, because you don't hold, you don't cling, you don't take sides. You will have the, what they call wisdom, to be equanimous with whatever that arises. And the mind that has this understanding is very, very different. It is a free mind. It is a mind that is without words, without concept, without division. It is the pure oneness within your nature. Then you can take in everything. Then there is no division in the entire universe. That's why the Buddha's teaching is finally he said, you must understand this mind, this sankhara, activity of mind, sabbe sankhara anicca. All of my activity, all of thought process, all of mental state, they are impermanent. They come and they go, no reality. Then sabbe sankhara dukkha. If you attach, cling, and hold, give them meaning, you will suffer. That is the universal law. Then finally, the sabbe dhamma anatta, is that everything is non-self, empty, not really what you think they are. So, this penetrating understanding can liberate you. Okay, now the bus stops. I also stop.